Everybody's delighted to see this work's happening. Much needed work. A lot of hard graft put in by the local staff to get this funding, significant piece of funding. But at the end of the day, what the difficulty here is for me and the frustration for the community is that there's been no proper consultation. I know there's a there's legislation there, and I've spoke to Thomas Pringle's office in relation to maybe addressing it and maybe finding a different approach that suits both parties, but mostly the community. We're starting works very shortly here, and people are very grateful for it up Manuel, Swethwa Crawley, which is badly needed. But there's been an application submitted for a six-week road closure. A six-week road closure will affect hugely the lives of the people who live up around the hills area and Tower and the general area there, for their everyday living. People who are in full-time care up there with families and home help coming and going, Meals on Wheels, and people trying to just get move on with their everyday living. And I feel very strongly that we should have taken a different approach by not just putting an ad in the paper. And it was only by chance the community found out about this here and are now trying to figure out how will they be able to move back and forth to their homes and go to the shops and go to their works and their everyday living without taking a massive big detour that will impact hugely on them in terms of time, but also the cost that will occur over a six-week period. Now, I have been talking to the council or engaging with the Irish Water on this, trying to get a meeting, but so far Irish Water haven't come back to say they'll meet with the local community. I don't expect them to, because there's a lot of arrogance there, I find, over the years in meeting with the local community. But I think it's important that we do try to look for a better way of consulting with the community before any major capital works, and be very clear about this here. People are not against this works going ahead. People want to see this work go ahead. It's needed for the community, even though we see loads of other areas like Glashahoo or Minletta or Minyanullar that are going without this capital investment. But people are very, very frustrated that there's been a lack or there's been no consultation whatsoever, and I think we need to take a different approach. And Eskeira needs to come out from under their little box that they hide in and start engaging with the public.